Okay, we going right. 3, 2. There we go.
What's good? What's good? It's Dynasty Bro Avo, and I'm here with Dynasty Bro Dot and Dynasty Bro Fit, and we the bros, Dynasty Bros.
Yeah, who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who we is, we the bros, number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, we just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light, we on go, winning shit is all we know. If you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
Vic too cool to vibe out early, man.
He's looking at me, he's gonna vibe out.
I know, I was trying to. Hey, what's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, and this is the 4-Minute Offense. I am Dynasty Bro Dot here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic here with our DJ.
I'm DJ Avo, what's good?
And you know what it is, week one in the books, and we're rolling into week two, man. And this is where, like, the temperatures kind of get set on players. You know, we had some injuries happen after week one, rolling into week two. So what we need to do is let you know who the guys are rolling into your week three matchups, man. So just telling you the guys getting your lineup. So you know how we do it. 4 minutes. I'm going to name some guys. Vic going to name some guys. Maybe we'll get to drop some people due to injuries. But, yeah, honestly, even in week two, man, I still want to tell people don't panic. How you feel about that?
Agreed, bro. Agreed, man. It's still early. Hey. A lot of, you know, runway left. I'm going to leave it at that, man. So,
yeah, still up and down to trying to figure out what they really look like. You still got the studs being studs. But, you know, I think you want to wait another week before you do anything dramatic, man. So we'll talk about it when we get around week three, four. All right. So
I'm with it.
All right. So, oh, man, let me get the timer brought up real quick. You know how we do. Like I said, 4 minutes. When that 4 minutes go off, we done. So here we go. Three. You going to start off. I'm about to push start. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, man. If you guys are looking for a QB, Jimmy G, man. So Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. He stepped in for the injured Trey Lance, who broke his ankle. He's out for the season, Trey Lance, that is. But Jimmy G, he's back in the driver's seat, and, you know, he got them their first win. So, you know, he actually moved to offense, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
The offense is more fluid with Jimmy G under center. He only went 13 of 21, but 154 passing yards, one TD in the air, and a TD on the ground, man. So offense is back, booming.
And I think he get 250K for every win he lead them to.
Yeah, man. So, hey.
That's nuts, bro.
Shout out to Jimmy G.
Yeah. So, all right. Let me get into a running back. It's hard to find those. Mr. Darrell Williams, man. As soon as James Conner went out in the third quarter, he came in, had 8 carries, 59 yards, and a touchdown. You know that team is going to be able to score touchdowns, and you know the number one guy can be involved in all facets. So take a chance on a guy they brought in this offseason and see if he's going to be the guy rolling into next week, because you could have a running back, you know, back end one, high end two going forward.
All right, guys, got another QB for you guys. I actually talked about him last week, but I want to pull him up again. Jared Goff. Mentioned he's a middle of the pack QB. That's going to be steady for you. Well, this past week, he actually had a big game. So he actually put up 26 fantasy points, went 20 or 34, 4 TDs in the air. Looking good in that Lions offense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Loved him. Loved the way he made the move, you know, on offense. Let's get to another running back, which is rare, man. Mr. Raheem Mostert. He's the backup, technically, or he's the second guy up, but this week he had more touches than Chase Edmonds, and he just looked like the guy that moved the ball the best when they were just trying to naturally run the ball, man. So he had more carries than Chase Edmonds. Not saying that he's going to be the number one guy, but I don't know, just off coach speak and, you know, looking at the way they played, he looked like the better guy. So go get some Raheem Mostert just in case. That is going to be a high-powered offense.
All right, man, we got 2 minutes left, man, so we're doing good on time. Hey, let's go to New York. I got a rookie for you guys, Mr. Garrett Wilson, man. He had a breakout game, so 8 catches on 14 targets, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns, man. So he put up 30 points in the fantasy game. And look, we already know the Jets are going to be in a negative game script, always playing from behind. So
facts.
Perfect piece to have. And Garrett Wilson, man, he's a day one pro coming in from Ohio State.
Facts. All right, let's get into a guy that's going to be third on the charts when it comes to targets, man. But, you know, Irv Smith rolling into this season, man, before he got that little injury rolling right before the start of the season where he even fucked up his thumb. They talk about how they wanted to be a vital part of this offense again, man, and the way the new scheme is, they're going to pass the ball around. And You know, you seen him have a walk-in touchdown this past week. I think he's going to be involved. I think that first week was him just getting back acclimated. And it was a JJ week. Fuck, we'll say that. But a guy that has upside for a touchdown week to week, man, I think that is Irv Smith. So you can go grab him, man, because tight ends are sucking right now anyway. So you might as well take your shot on an athletic tight end. So there we go. All right, you got any more guys to throw out there? I got a couple guys that aren't fun. We talked about it a minute ago. None of these guys are fun, but I'm going to throw them out there. Yeah, we seen Garrett Wilson go ball out, but Corey Davis has been the guy that's been double-digit points. So, yeah, he's giving you 12, 13 points a game as of right now. I know one came on a dead play. Well, not on a dead play. It was just a screwed-up play, and he ended up scoring like an 80-yard touchdown. So, I don't know. I think with Flacco, he might get some interest. And then Noah Brown, because they really need a wide receiver, too. And Cooper Rush is not anything that I'm lusting over as far as a quarterback, but that is going to be an offense that's going to pass. So Noah Brown, he actually made a play. And until Gallup come back, man, he might actually be, you know, just some kind of depth piece on your bench. You know, so there we go.
All right, man, any drops before we get out of here? 5 seconds.
Trey Lance, man, heal up. See you next year, maybe.
Get well soon.
I said maybe. And that's the timer, baby.